Hey, good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. We are so excited to be joined by Angel Olsen. Angel's playing at the National in Richmond tonight with Aaron Ray opening up. Doors at 7, the show's at 8. The new album out is called Big Time. We're going to talk all about that, but why don't you kick it off with a song for us?
All right, thanks. Hey, thanks for being here so early.
I had a dream last night. We were having a fight. It lasted 25 years. It was a waste of feet. Then I ran into you, and you just smiled. Said I love the new suit you wear, whatever that means. I was looking at you, looking at who you become. I was hoping the dark side music had already that you wouldn't be able to put it all behind. I guess I was blind. I all the same bit it till the
Angel Olsen live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, playing at the National tonight. Show starts at 8 o'clock. So, Angel, the opening line of that song is, I had a dream last night. And I've read that dreams can serve as an inspiration for you in your songwriting. Can you talk about the role that they play, and do you keep a dream journal?
I try to. Yeah. It's hard for me to keep a journal in general, yeah. Especially on the road. I'm like, what am I doing? but... if I ever have like a really intense dream, I usually write it down. And in this particular case, it was a dream. And I just, instead of writing it down, wrote the song. So I got up at like 6:30 in the morning and wrote it all in one sitting, which is pretty rare. But yeah, I have a lot of vivid dreams. They don't often make it into songs, but I have a very vivid imagination, I guess.
Have you ever lucid dreamed?
You know, I tried to,
I did too. They say find your hands or something. Yeah. I never was able to do
it. Or find the clock, and you can tell that it's, if there's like a, I don't know, if you can see the clock in your dream.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's what they say, like wear a watch or something. Yeah. I've never been able to do it. So, you know, kudos if you can.
I feel like I've been able to do it maybe once in my life, but it never like happens if I've tried. So.
Yeah. Well, Angel Olsen here live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new album is Big Time. Angel, I read an interview that you did with Vogue magazine last year, right around the time of the album release. And there was a quote that you said that I absolutely loved. You mentioned that you were talking to John Congleton, who you've worked with on the past producing your records, including the last record, All Mirrors. And you told him that for this particular album, Big Time, you said you felt like the most punk rock thing that you could do was to strip everything back. Can you expand on what that means and why this album in particular, you wanted to be more straightforward or less experimental, strip back?
Well, I really love working with John, and he brings a lot of really great mixing ideas to the table, but I didn't want him to flip, you know, just like straight up old Southern rock or country rock on its head and make it experimental. I didn't think that we needed to like reinvent the pedal steel or something. And I think that he probably would have tried to do that because his brain works that way. Yes. God bless him, you know?
Yeah.
That makes him like a creative person. But I just was like, yeah, I think this isn't the record for us to do together. I just want a band that will play the root notes very minimally so that the vocals can be front and center. And, you know, I think I spent so much time in my career trying to, build my sound and make it more rock and roll and have more of an experience with the songs. But I've always been a singer-songwriter. I mean, I started out as a singer-songwriter. And I think in the beginning, you know, 2007, 8, 9 era, like, people were like, no one's going to want to listen to a girl with a guitar. Uh-huh. And now it's literally all anyone is listening to. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I did all this work for nothing. You know what I mean?
Now everyone's doing it. So did you grow up listening to country music?
I didn't. I mean, my mom really listened to like country radio music, and I didn't really love pop country. A few of them stood out to me, but I more got into it through listening to like Townes Van Zandt and Tucker Zimmerman and like outlaw country, Willie Nelson, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've always been into Dolly Parton, of course. But I've never really gotten into like pop country. So,
right.
Yeah.
So for Big Time, you teamed up with producer Jonathan Wilson, recorded in California. Talk about what that process was like. Was it very vibey? I hear that influence on the record. So
yeah, honestly, his studio kind of looks like this studio. It's like wooden walls and floors. Nice. And it's like a cabin with rugs and all kinds of instruments everywhere, like comfortably messy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's up in Topanga, so it's just kind of like, yeah, you don't want to leave. You're like, I don't care who this guy is. I'm doing this record here. No, but I did know him. I met him years ago, and then I remembered it when I re-met him. And he just seemed like a real person to me. And we left, and I was like, we're going to do the record here. But I had like four more meetings to do. And I was just kind of like, dang it. I really want to cancel all of
this. Yeah. I want to get started here right now.
You know, and I'm like, I'm like already preparing to feel bad for just like, not feel bad for, but just like, I felt like I was lying to other people.
Yeah, there was no competition. This was the decision.
Yeah, already made. But it was really, vibey. And the people that he asked to be a part of the project were really sweet and just understood exactly where I was coming from. There was no ego involved. Everyone knew that even though they were incredibly talented individuals, sometimes you just got to play really simple stuff to make something sound good. So I think it takes a long time before people are like, okay, I don't have to show off like backflip my version of like a guitar solo every single song I play on someone's music.
Yeah, sometimes less is more.
So it was really that a case of that, and it was really, everybody just felt like old family. I mean, it was really cool. So
We're speaking with Angel Olsen live on WNRN at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Playing at the National tonight, Aaron Ray opening up. Doors are at 7 and the show's at 8. Angel, we'd love to hear another one if you're ready to play.
How can this heart learn how to heal? When should I believe the things you say? You change your mind from day to day, and I don't know if you can take such a good thing coming to you. I don't know if you can love someone stronger than what suits you. I know I have my own remorse. I often overthink, of course. The past is with us, it plays a part. How can we change it? How do we start? 'Cause I don't know if you can take such a good thing coming to you. Suits you, and I can't fit into the past that used to. I refuse to. I don't know if you can take such a good thing coming to you.
Angel Olsen live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Angel, would you mind introducing who's playing with you?
This is Nona Envy playing keys and singing with me.
All right. Angel Olsen playing at the National in Richmond tonight. Aaron Ray opening up. The show starts at 8 o'clock. The new album is Big Time. Angel, in conjunction with the album, you also released a short film. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the role that visuals play for you and your music, whether it's, you know, bringing it to life through a music video or through a short film or on stage? You always seem to have a very specific aesthetic with each record.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess I just, it feels really odd to make all this music and then have someone randomly make visuals for your music. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I tend to want to do all of that as well because, because I know what I'm thinking of and what I was inspired by the most. So just finding a director that I was comfortable with to work on different videos was super important to me over the years. And Kim Stuckwish is a really sweet, wonderful human being and just like a real person too, and has gone through her own experiences that have been very traumatic. And we shared a lot of ideas. We sort of merged both of our experiences together to make a film. So, yeah.
And she also worked on the video for Like I Used To,
yeah,
that you recorded with Sharon Van Etten, another song that we loved spinning here on WNRN.
Yeah, that was how I met her. And I was just like, she's so cool. I want to work with her again. Yeah.
Well, and then speaking of working with Sharon again, so you all went out on the Wild Hearts tour with Julian Baker last year. Tell us about what that's like, hitting the road with friends on sort of this co-tour versus, you know, going out on the road this time around with your own tour, you know. Tell us what that was like. I just imagined it being a lot of fun, you know.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work,
yeah,
but it was a lot of fun. I feel bad because we probably could have used like 15 more production people, but we had a really good time. We made it fun. And, you know, for what it's worth, the people that were working on it made it seem like it wasn't hard, you know. So there was a lot of love put into traveling together in a caravan of people. It was like 40 people together.
Yeah.
And every night somebody else was headlining. So, I was, you know, actually it was kind of nice when I wasn't headlining. I'd be like...
A little bit of a
break. Yeah. I get to chill. Suckers. You know? Yeah. Like, because you kind of have to wait. You know, when you play a show, you're, you know, it's only an hour and a half a lot of the time, but the whole day is you got a setup. Sometimes you're doing stuff like this.
Right.
And so it's like a double show and you're exhausted, but you got to be present and ready to play. You have, you're like holding the adrenaline all day for that one hour and a half, you know, that you're playing. So it does something to the body, I think, you know, but it was really nice to come back after the pandemic and share that with other artists and share the stage with them and not have to come back to the stage alone, you know?
Yeah. I think it would make it easier. Kind of the shared burden and you're with fellow friends within the industry that know exactly what the experience is, and then you get to sort of pass it around a little bit.
Yeah.
So Angel Olsen live on WNRN. Aaron Ray opening up tonight. The show's at the National in Richmond. The doors are at 7. The show is at 8. Angel, we'd love to hear one more.
Okay. I've never been too sad, so sad that I couldn't share. When you can't find the words, guess it's time to listen. Took a lot to get me here. Staring out at the wall, is there somebody that I can call? Someone
it's a hard time again. how it works for me now. This is how it works for me now. I know you can't talk long, but I'm barely hanging on, and I'm so tired of saying I'm tired. It's a hard time again. It's a
Angel Olsen live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, playing at the National tonight. Aaron Ray opening up. The doors are at 7, shows at 8 o'clock. Angel, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, everybody at In Your Ear. Carlos, Andrea, Paul, and all my WNRN colleagues who are here, thanks so much. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.